John Adair, a British writer on management and leadership, talks about seven qualities of leadership. We talk about it and we use the rather pathetic acronym CHEFWIP, which you might have come across. Confidence, humility, enthusiasm, fairness, warmth, integrity, and toughness. If you've got all of those qualities, you've got a good chance of being a really effective leader, a really effective salesperson, a really effective coach, whatever it is you're doing. For that matter, a really effective father or mother or whatever. So the idea here with CHEFWIP is you want to be turning up and turning down particular qualities according to the situation you're in. Sometimes you'll need to turn up your toughness and turn down your warmth. Other times you want to do the reverse of that. If you want more detail on that, you can probably cover that in another podcast. However, there is a dark side to CHEFWIP which we really, really like. And I just want to draw your attention to this. Because it's all very positive talking about having these leadership qualities, these sales qualities, these coaching qualities. But actually, I'd like you to just think about which of those you have that are really working against you, that you have too much of. Let me just put a few prompts in for you. Let's just think about the first one, confidence. And remember, I'm just working with the acronym CHEFWIP here. I'm going to just work it through. Confidence. Do you recognize any of these in yourself? Can be prone to arrogance. Sometimes fails to manage closely enough. Too much confidence in other people. Can be rude. Fails to notice what's important to others. Accidentally or deliberately undermines the confidence of others or takes unnecessary risks. Whole bunch of things in there. Any of those strike a chord with you? Humility, complete opposite. Are you prone to being pushed around by others? And which particular people are doing that? Are you a bit spineless? There's one for you. Oh, I like that. Are you just being spineless, letting things go so you can have an easy life? Are you refusing to accept the blame for any issues of performance in the team? Are you avoiding feedback? Enthusiasm. Great. Enthusiasm. We would encourage you to have enthusiasm, but you know what? There are times it can really work against you. Are you railroading people with excitement in everything that you're saying? Are you failing to listen because you're so excited in your own ideas? Are you always wanting to move on to the next idea because it is so exciting? Do you dampen others' enthusiasm on the other side? Fairness. Let's just think about that. Are you not demanding enough of high performers? Maybe you're thinking they're so good, they've got it all covered. Maybe you're being too forgiving. Maybe your standards are too low. Maybe you're not being fussy enough and you're not defining clear accountabilities. Are you being so fair that you're failing to stand up to people sometimes when you should be? And so on. Warmth. Well, you know, this is a great one. We would encourage everybody to be demonstrating enough warmth to get connected with people as much as they can. Yeah, let's just have a quick look at warmth. Think about this. Any of these you recognize? Are you too chatty or gossipy? Can you be too much of a pushover because you're trying to be too warm with everybody and keep them happy? Or on the other side, are you being cold and uninterested? Are you demonstrating indifference? Are you being blank, rarely smiling? So are you not doing enough warmth? Integrity. Now, there's an interesting one. Can you overdo integrity? Can this work against you? Well, yes, you can, because there are some people who take great pride in calling a spade a shovel and they're telling it exactly like it is. So are you too honest or blunt? Are you sure you can be trusted to keep your word? Do you have favourites in the team and do you reward some more than others? Can you have so much integrity that you can appear unbending in order to uphold a point of principle? And toughness. We would encourage you to have enough toughness, but are you so tough that it really becomes a stubbornness, insisting you get your own way, even when it really doesn't make a lot of sense, even maybe to you? Are you being so tough you could be seen as intolerant and aggressive? Are you unreasonable? Are you becoming a taskmaster? Some might even perceive that as a bully. So they're the dark side of leadership behaviours of CHEFWIP. Confidence, humility, enthusiasm, fairness, warmth, integrity, toughness. Which of those are you thinking, yeah, I am doing too much of that. I don't like the sound of that. I need to sort that one out. What I'd like you to do, if that's the case, write down your list right now against each of those words, confidence or humility, enthusiasm, fairness, warmth, integrity, toughness, and identify the areas that you need to sort out.